This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It's beautiful out. I just took a quick walk outside to feed my fish. It's warmish. Ish. And it's not raining, which is the key here. So excited for the weekend. I hope you all have a great weekend and just enjoy this Friday. Get a little vitamin D today.
Our text number is 800-400-3697, and we always appreciate you guys checking in. It's sort of how we get an idea of what's going on out there. So
take the
nice
temperature.
925 writes, "Hey Vinny, you and the side piece squad hit it out of the ballpark last night. When Primus came on, I did some of my best air drumming ever. You guys are awesome. Stay healthy."
Which Primus did you play?
Robert out in Concord. What?
Which Primus did you play?
Jerry was a race car driver, I think. I'll post the playlist today, actually, I think.
All right.
Oh, Bryn's playing with his filters.
Yeah, I wasn't fast enough to get it on when I saw you had a filter on. I'm like, well, we're in the air now. Let me find something. Let me find something cute.
Canceled our anniversary trip over Memorial Weekend to Kauai this year.
Oh, that is awful.
What is the name of the game Vinny played last weekend? Dying for a new game. What is it called? It's Jackbox TV, right?
Fibbage. Yeah, so I was looking at that yesterday, and it looks like somebody, you got to be in some kind of a Zoom or house party thing where someone can cast their screen up, and that's how everybody gets to see the screen. So I think we're going to try and do it tonight.
You should. It was super fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we play those games all the time, but I just have never played them remotely, and it's complicated, so I got the IT department on it. John!
I'm sure he'll have... So we played that last Saturday night, and it took no setup, and there was no frustration. It was a finger snap, and we were playing, so...
Did Christina set it up? Because she's like
a Zoom
expert? Okay,
I think so.
There you go. You know, it's people who use Zoom all the time. They're like, oh, yeah, I can do that. Boom, boom, boom. I don't use Zoom all the time.
I cannot tell you how happy I am that I don't live with my boyfriend and don't have kids during these trying times. You're right.
Oh, you are not kidding.
You are right. You are correct, sir.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Right.
And Nicole was about to move out of her house. Thank God you had signed the lease and moved in and then been like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that.
Right.
Well, in your home, you could see your mom. I mean, you might even be at a point where you wouldn't get to go see your mom.
Exactly. And I'm the one who's doing all the shopping for them. So,
oh.
Yeah. My sister and I. So my parents just stay home. So that's why
good.
My mom, every day, she's like, oh, you know, I think I'll just go to the store. I'm like, no. She always tries to like see if like we won't catch on because she's really is trying to make a break for it.
Right. No, good for her.
You keep an eye on that one.
Yeah.
Make a break for it.
I know the feeling, and that's a sign of someone who's feeling pretty good, too, someone who wants
Which
to get out
news.
Of the house. Right. Yeah. That's the good for her, but no.
I had to go to Costco the other day, and she was like, oh, I can go with you. And I was like, no, you can't. She was like, dang it. Like, she's really trying.
Good. When Sarah said, "Hello, Queen Annie," my daughter shouted, "Is there another Queen Annie?" I assured her, "She's the queen of a different city. Annie, her Annie is four, and she is the queen."
Oh, I see.
So,
yes.
There was a conflict and maybe possibly warring tribes. So luckily,
the Annie's, you know, Annie versus Annie.
Right.
That's for the ultimate queen title.
I live in Livermore, and they have talked about closing Main Street downtown in order for restaurants to space out seating. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I love it. It's great.
I put a down payment on a new car and got paid for garage storage racks with my stimulus check.
Oh. Well,
yeah, that was an interesting read this morning as they showed us how different countries have come out of this or are working on coming out of this
and protecting
obviously
their economies.
Difficult time. Right. And America did it differently. And unfortunately, a lot of people took that stimulus money and said, "I have to pay my credit card."
Yeah, or, it wasn't, you know, I mean, the thing is, in a crisis like this, people aren't going out and doing like, you know, I'm going to buy a new skirt because the only place you can get that is someplace online anyway. Like, I think it was ill-advised at best. I mean, it did help some people. Like, it's great that they got their credit cards paid down. People who didn't use it for, you know, a box of chocolate, six pairs of socks and a new motorcycle or, you know, whatever wheel. I guess you could get a motorcycle wheel with $1,200. But it just, you know,
people put on regular clothes in over 2 months.
Oh no.
So
yes.
The idea of buying something that
for what?
Will only get put in a closet and wait for however long, like I wouldn't do that.
No.
I'm not doing that. I don't.
Well,
see
and
any
if the
that.
Idea was to support the economy and keep it going and, you know, it's not like anyone could shop local. Like you really don't have that many options for buying things these days.
Right. Good morning, Radio Fam. I fell out of my routine and asked my husband to wake me up earlier, so I've been live with you on radio.com app all morning.
Oh.
Up here in South Lake Tahoe. When I sleep in, I just catch up with you guys later while I loiter around my own house. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Thank you so much for listening.
510 says, "Yes, Sparks. I was in their fan club in the 70s.
It's so hilarious. I swear, I was like, I start reading, I'm like, Sparks, who's that? So I look at it and I'm like, 1967, these guys are like the Rolling Stones, for God's sake.
Yep. Sparks, you know, did a song with Jane from the Go-Go's called Cool Places, and they had a huge hit with it.
That's let me hear that. That does sound familiar.
It's totally, you'll absolutely recognize it.
Was it in the 80s?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
I've
totally
heard that. And they had a video that we've all seen.
Yes. So funny. That's so funny. Turns out I knew these guys.
Yeah.
No idea. That's so funny.
A lot of people wrote that too, by the way. So that your little music segment triggered a lot of good memories for people.
Good. Well, it's not often you get a song from a band that's over 50 years old, you know? Like, here's something.
Well, my friend Dutch, when we were growing up, so I was really into punk rock and had all the punk rock covered because of my skateboarding and being at the ramps. But his dad, my friend Dutch's dad, had a lot of stuff that I would never have seen, like Sparks, like Gang of Four, like the Talking Heads.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned about them from this guy who had all these records.
Kind of a new wavy guy, huh?
Right. Exactly right. Come on. Vinny Lana Del Rey is the greatest of all time. Listen to her first album. You'll love it.
Greatest of all time? I don't know.
Greatest of all time?
I don't think so.
All right. If you say.
I've liked a few songs of hers. You gotta be in a mood, I think. But she is dirty as anything. Lots of swearing. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. 925 says, "Please tell us again why Human decided not to come back."
We don't know. If only we knew. You can go back and watch. Bryn, what can they watch? Where I said, tell me why. And he said, sickness, health.
You know what?
Better, worse. I don't know what he said.
Yeah, he beat around the bush for that. So there's not even, I mean, He never
well,
answer.
You know.
Yeah.
When I was three,
I was born.
I know. He took us back to Iran, started the whole story. We're like, forget it. We don't even care that much.
Hey, Vin, listened last night to the side piece. Your memory of Classic Girl made me tear up thinking of all the wonderful times I've seen live music that changed me. That list had such pop. Looking forward to next week. Great. Yeah, that was one of those memories that I have. You know, I'm sure you have this too. There's certain concert moments that stand out, and they just do. And it's not something even a band could specifically have
set out to do.
Yeah, I mean, I know that they did that song at sunset, and it was a moment that was they hoped would have impact, but you can only do it and then hope that it happens, and it did. It absolutely is a memory I'll never forget.
Right.
And I have no pictures for it either, by the way. None.
Well, of course not. We don't. I mean, those were the days before pictures. I mean, come on.
Right. That was Lollapalooza 1.
Oh, my God. To the first one. It's amazing.
As I said that on my little radio show, I'm like, oh, people are like, how old is this guy?
Who cares?
I know.
Age is just a number, said the old people.
He was at the first Lollapalooza.
That
wow.
was in the Stone Ages.
Right. Gee, thanks. Frustrating that I can't even buy certain things online because the stuff I want, need, isn't available. Yeah. I also had a story I didn't get to today, though, that people have spent so much money online in April. So I guess you call it e-shopping.
Yeah.
That I think it was each day rivaled Black Friday. You know, but what is it?
Black. Really? I feel like we've spent, I mean, compared to normal, I don't even shop online. It's crazy. I'm really surprised to hear that. I really felt like everyone was kind of hunkering down. You make do with, you know, who knows when your next paycheck's coming and where from. So,
well, try to imagine, though, that every family is existing by food that's been brought to them.
Yeah, that's true, Ben.
Every family is existing with the things that they find themselves normally would run out for and now are having it brought to the house.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yep.
I can't believe how much our food bills are. I mean, it is what it is, but when you go into the grocery store and go, I just spent $500.
How can this possibly be?
What the heck? Right. That's a stocking up thing, man.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you find something you need and you didn't see it last time you were there, you buy every available thing. I mean, it's a bad mentality to have, but it's where we're at. I mean, if I saw two packs of toilet paper, I'd be like, please let me buy both of these, please.
Right. I feel like I just got hung up on by you guys. Did you hang up?
No. Yeah, you know, we think you might have hung up on yourself. I've been watching it degrade and leave. Yeah. But we're still on, so no worries.
Hold on.
It's okay.
How did it do that?
You can just hit join. Hit the...
I did.
Okay, great.
I should be coming back now. Just went back to the office last week, loved working from home, but was not nearly as productive because of my kids and the pantry, distracting AF. Yeah,
in the pantry. As in, I'm eating. Oh, what have I got in here? Oh, look, a whole sleeve of Ritz crackers. Okay.
He
that
was
seems like
with,
a healthy food choice.
you mentioned Greg Norman's estate.
Yes.
In Colorado. And the first thing I thought of was I know him as the Shark. That was his nickname. He's an Australian golfer. But then I thought, I think he married some like sort of big time tennis player. And
you
people
named
wrote
him.
In. He was
you
with
actually,
Chris.
Yeah, you actually called her now. Like I couldn't have. There would be no way. But you seem to have known.
He was Everett. With Chrissy Everett. His kids didn't like her. And they broke up. After 6 months.
Ooh, wait, they married and broke up after 6 months? Or they
yeah,
just
they divorced
dating?
After just 6 months
oh,
because
boy.
His kids did not like her.
Who are his kids from? What broodmare brought him those?
I don't know that story.
Is that a first wife thing? Trades her in for Chris Everett?
And now he's traded Chris Everett in for another lady who's, I think they're still together. That might be the lady pictured in their real estate sale or whatever you looked up.
Bryn, did you put that listing up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? Because there's like the photos are just, I mean, it's a castle in the wilderness. It's just.
Do you have an address of that place?
No. I'll send it to you.
I just saw an article. So I wanted
Well, the photos were in, there was a link in the first line there. I'm going to send it to you right now.
All right.
I'm doing it.
A lot of people are writing in saying the shower thing is real. Here's 510.
The not showering thing?
Yeah, I haven't showered, I think, in over a week. They wrote that. Shh, don't tell anyone.
Don't over a week. That's too long. You are rotting. You need to get the rot spots off.
I'm telling you honestly, if I lived all by myself and was doing this and being as I normally would, I wouldn't be able to go 2 days without a shower. I just wouldn't, even though no one's there to say.
I don't want to smell myself. If I can smell my own pits, there's a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to, no. Some people like their own smells, though, you know?
Love Jeff Probst, but did you notice his face is all filled and plumped?
Oh, yeah. Has been for a while now. But look, he's a TV guy, you know, what did they do? Seems silly to us, but that's because we're just normal people living normal lives where, you know, our image on screen is not, it doesn't spell whether or not we work. It is weird to see a dude do it, though. I just don't think of him as being that old. You know, I don't think he needed to, but, you know, everybody does what they want to do.
A lot of people wrote in about Survivor as the finale was last night. Dear Alice fam, I'm not watching Survivor until tonight, and I purposefully skipped the 6 a.m. break. If you could please try not to let the winner slip. Love you. Happy Friday.
I believe we've been good about it. We kept it all contained, and that's the whole point of the 6 o'clock break, where we don't care about spoilers. Like, that's right. Like, you know to avoid that. And we didn't. I don't believe we've said who won outside of that, have we?
No, so. But I'll also skip the next text because that would have given away some information.
Yup. But by Monday, you can't worry about it anymore. If you haven't watched it by the following Monday, I mean, come on. Are you really watching that show or what?
Where's this one start? I'm trying to talk my kid into going, but he would have his dad go send him I don't know, this is about them accepting young people on Survivor, but this text just is shot all over the place. I can't figure out where the pieces
are. I'm gonna talk to my son about this today. I really want him to apply. Oh my god, I'd love it if he was on that show.
I think that it'd be great if both of you applied.
Maybe I could just have both my kids apply,
or both you and your two kids.
I wouldn't make
apply.
It. I'm just too pampered, Vinny. You know, I don't do anything for myself. Plus, you know me, I could never shut up, and I'm so bossy. Oh, I'd be the first
so
one out.
Fun to watch.
Yeah,
I would love it.
It'd be so fun to watch me be voted out first. I agree.
Bonnie's side piece last night was awesome. My whole family rocked out. Thanks for throwing Linkin Park in there.
Woot woot. Did your family rock out too?
They did.
Awesome.
In fact, I walked into the room from downstairs and it was on the portal, the station was,
yep.
And they also had the TV on. And so I immediately said, you thing, music off. And the missus yelled at me and said, I put that on so we wouldn't forget to hear your show. And I went, oh, all right, sheesh.
Does it have like a big intro and production pieces? I want to hear those.
There's some intro, sure. Yeah.
Bryn, you got a hold of that? I want to hear the intro thing. This is Vinny's side piece, an hour of kind of harder alternative, classic alternative on Alt 105.
Right.
Do you have
Last night's playlist was especially good. Anyway, I think that's
about
enough.
Hold on.
Oh, we're out of time. Look at
Not
that.
Not on hand right now. I just posted that thing to Facebook. The
Greg
house,
Norman's
the
place.
House. Yeah,
yeah.
I'll get that for you next week, though, Sarah.
Okay, thanks. I definitely want to hear it. Then people will know. Oh, it's on. All right, quick break. We'll be right back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Week 9 of the stay-at-home experience comes to an end. We begin week 10 this coming Monday, but that is many, many days from now, too. So have a great weekend.
10.
I know.
What a trip.
So fast, right?
Yep.
It's incredible.
It's been hard. I'm not going to pretend it's been easy, but yes, it is weird that we're at, what is that, 2.5 months?
It's, what's today? I don't even know what the date is. Is it the 16th?
Today is the 15th.
All right, so 2 months, because Friday the 13th of March, right?
Oh, okay.
So it's basically 2 months, but I don't know what that comes out to, you know. I do, 9 full weeks. Okay, listen, it's clearly time to go. Have a great Friday. Enjoy the sun while you've got it. I'm watching clouds roll in right now, which is kind of a bummer. But it's not supposed to rain today or tomorrow, right? Sunday and Monday are the rainy days, so enjoy if you can. Get a little vitamin D, and Vinny, have a great
You too. Have a killer weekend. I hope it goes well with the Jackbox TV game.
Oh, yeah.
If you figure it out, let people know, because I know everyone's looking for stuff to do, and if it works and you like it, I think they'll I don't have an investment in that. I'm just saying it's one more way to deal.
Yeah, and people are – I've noticed that people are looking for games to play and, and meetups and, you know, these virtual cocktail parties, which I'm like, I'm sorry, but I don't even want to be at a regular cocktail party, let alone sit around not being able to hear you or see you. stop it. But games, I'll play anytime. So apparently you go to jackbox.tv. Somebody who has a Zoom set up and knows how to work that real good, cast that up onto a TV that you're sharing or screens that you're sharing, and everybody gets to play. And those are fun games. You have to be creative and make up answers and stuff. There's a few really good ones. So I'll let you know how it goes. Have a good weekend, and we'll check you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.